A decade ago, bats in the Northeast started dying by the millions. The culprit was a disease that for years stayed largely confined to the eastern U.S. and Canada. But in 2016, the disease suddenly and mysteriously appeared in the Pacific Northwest. Ever since, researchers have been racing to find out what bats here are in for. Reporting for EarthFix, Michael Werner has the story.
A very annoyed bat squeaks and wriggles about John Huckabee's gloved hands. The wildlife veterinarian carefully unfolds its wing and searches for signs of infection.
There are a few small, depigmented areas of scarring on the wing, but overall looks like he's in very good shape.
This bat appears healthy, but last spring, a not-so-lucky bat was brought to Huckabee's office outside Seattle.
One of the wings had some wounds, some lesions on the wing, and had an appearance like it may have a fungal infection.
The odd scarring was a symptom of white nose syndrome, one of the deadliest wildlife diseases in modern times. The syndrome is named for the fuzzy white fungus that grows on the bat's muzzles. Bats with white nose wake up more often during hibernation, and they burn through fat reserves needed for winter. Starvation and death soon follow. Since it was first discovered in 2006, the syndrome has killed almost 6 million bats. Jeremy Coleman is the National White Nose Disease Coordinator for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
We weren't aware that was going to be a problem until 2008, when the problem spread to several sites throughout eastern New York and into western New England.
Scientists had hoped the natural barrier of the Rocky Mountains would protect West Coast bats, but it somehow jumped more than 1,300 miles to the forest east of Seattle.
We don't know how white nose syndrome came to be in Washington State, and that's obviously an area that we are investigating now.
Some speculate that an infected bat hitched a ride on a truck bound for Washington. Others think hikers or cavers carried the fungus on their clothes or equipment. Since the first infected bat was found in Washington, the white nose fungus has been detected twice more, both near the original site around North Bend. Fear of an outbreak has sent researchers around the Northwest scrambling to learn about their bat populations before the disease takes hold. Ecologist Tom Rodhouse and a team of researchers have been studying bats in central Oregon.
We've gone for decades without really understanding what's happening with bats.
In a high desert canyon, Rodhouse and the team erect a series of nets like the ones used in badminton, only with a finer mesh. Once night falls, it doesn't take long.
We have bats in the net.
The researchers disentangle their tiny captive. They check the health, sex, and species of the bat, and then set it free. They're trying to learn what species are present and how big the populations are.
There's really no way for us to ascertain what's happening with our bat populations without this kind of a coordinated, large-scale survey effort.
It's been nearly a year since white nose was first discovered in Washington. Since then, no large-scale die-offs have been seen around the Northwest. Scientists say the natural tendencies of western bats may help slow the disease's spread. Eastern bats congregate during hibernation, sometimes by the thousands. Since the disease spreads primarily by bat-to-bat contact, it can wreak havoc in these large colonies. But bat researcher Abby Tobin says western bats don't hibernate together in large groups.
We have a little more hope in Washington that our bats might not be infected as much as bats in eastern North America have been.
These small differences in behavior may be what ultimately saves western bats, but it could be years before definitive answers emerge. In Seattle, I'm Michael Werner reporting.